Random House Audible presents 26 Nights, A Sexual Adventure by the editors of Penthouse Magazine. Read for you by Bill Morgan. Chapter 1. Ambrosial is the scent of woman. As always, even before I was fully awake, I knew by the scent that she was there beside me. It is indescribable, and to some, undetectable. Too many men of my acquaintance have told me they are unaware of it, except under obvious circumstances, which seems to me very sad. But it is the scent of heaven, and on those rare mornings when I awaken to its absence, I'm possessed by a terrible depression, combined with the need to experience it again as soon as possible. This morning, however, it was not absent. Gratefully, I reached down for the sweetness beside me, not yet awake enough to recall who it was. It didn't matter. The scent told me it was female, and my hand soon confirmed that conclusion. Soft it was, and warm, with smooth skin, with yielding breasts, round behind, sweet, tender thighs. "Good morning," came a throaty voice, and then I remembered. Phyllis. Blonde, pretty, kittenish, and married, but with a husband who traveled, very convenient. The trip that had taken him away this time was not the first one of which Phyllis and I had taken advantage. There was something else about Phyllis, something I strove to remember. I pride myself on my memory of these things, somewhat encyclopedic, if I do say so. Ah, yes, it came to me. Phyllis liked to be touched in a certain way, high up between her thighs, just at the lower end of the vaginal opening. Just there. Like this. Ooh.